All right. So, for lack of further guidance, I'll just call to order the meeting of the CCI. We're having a sort of a delayed, deferred start to today's CCI meeting. It's Tuesday, July 16th, 2019, and the time is about 13 after 6. We normally start at 5:30, but we've had a couple parties have their calendars crossed up, and so we thought at least four of us could show up, and so we would conduct a little business and talk about whatever we want to address on our agenda that was prepared by John earlier. So maybe though, I think Gary, you're the kind of the acting vice chair, so you can run the meeting.
Okay, sure.
And we'll just go around the room. Russ Axelrod, mayor.
Emily Smith, citizen at large.
Gary Wolvatny, vice chair.
And I'm Ed Schwarz, chair of Neighborhood Association President's Group.
And are you going to be the designee, you think?
Okay. Yes, I will.
Excellent.
Great.
Nice to have you, Ed. So, Gary, we have a lot of stuff. We haven't coordinated on some stuff. There's some things on here we're probably not going to address, I don't think, completely, because we don't have the full everybody here. And we don't have a... we actually... Can you take notes?
I can take. I don't have my computer, but I can hand... Sure.
Maybe staff will prepare something, but maybe just a few notes and document while we're here.
Yeah, and I think John...
John will probably... Does he prepare them from that?
He uses the tape, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do some hand notes and send it over at least for him to get started with.
So the first thing on the agenda was, or is, the election of officers. And I'm not sure if with just four of us here that we could really do that. But we could.
Well...
So I'll throw it out there.
Yeah. I guess my suggestion is maybe we keep the current structure we have, and let's see, we're missing Councillor Rallier. That's the only members that's missing that's on the CCI right now, so we're
seeking two more positions.
We're seeking two more positions, another citizen role and a business at large role.
Yeah.
So... We could elect officers now, if you want. If it's only going to be Bill, I don't. I would nominate you as chair.
Okay.
You're a sound person.
I'll second that. That's a motion.
Should we vote on that first?
We can vote on that first.
So you're running it. So I will nominate Gary for chair of CCI.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. I guess we can vote.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain because it's about me.
Okay. So then we need a vice chair or secretary. We've only had a vice chair, is what
we've
done.
Yeah, I think we've only had a vice chair.
Okay. So I'd be happy to nominate Ed as vice chair.
I'm new to the group.
So you'd rather not?
Maybe.
Emily
be willing to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Good.
I think I'd prefer to...
I think I nominated you chair before, and then you didn't take it, so I didn't know whether you wanted to be it, so I thought maybe you didn't want it, but...
We have a checkered history, officers on this committee, so that's fine.
I just prefer to get my feet on the ground a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Good.
So we have a nomination and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All in favor.
Perfect.
We can conduct business, but
we can. Yes.
You seconded that, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, the next item is approval of the April 16th, 2019 meeting notes. And
we went over those last time and we talked about it. We couldn't prove them because we didn't have a quorum.
Yeah.
That's all I kind of remember. Here is what we had from the, and John didn't distribute them again, but here's That's a copy of them.
Okay, and I don't recall having any.
Thank you.
I don't recall having any issues. I thought they were okay. I don't even remember if I was at that meeting. Did you say who was there? Present.
Yep.
All of us. Mm-hmm. And Mary.
So is this really, it says April 16th, but these are October 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one says October.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't.
Oops.
Oh, I know. I was out of town. That's why. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't ringing a bell. So I have no comments on these minutes. It seems that
me neither.
That only Russ and Emily were in attendance at that.
I didn't see anything. I'll move to approve the April 16th, 2019 minute meeting notes.
Okay.
Second.
With that, vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Next item is public comments. We have just the four of us, so there's.
I feel a little odd. Can we revisit the chair thing? Because I want to make sure. Because if Emily, if you wanted to be chair, and I didn't know you wanted to be chair, I'm happy to have you chair. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think Gary is capable and will do a great job. So I, in no way, feel competitive for chair. So
you sure? Okay, we're okay with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I really, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm happy. It would be great if you want to be chair.
If something happens, Gary, where you don't want to be chair, I'd be happy to step up. I think vice chair is a great role for me.
And I'm not available at the next meeting, but I am the following meeting. So.
Okay.
So that.
Yeah. So thank you, but yeah, I'm happy.
Okay. Because we didn't really have much of a discussion about that, and I didn't know. And
yeah.
A lot of times people say, "Well, I want to be chair," or we have a petitioner, or we say, "Is anyone interested?" And I didn't mean to step in, and
yeah.
I just thought it was easy. Okay.
It's fine.
So as long as we're cool.
We're good. Yeah, don't worry.
And I'm happy to go any way.
We're halfway through the year, so.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next item is public comments. It's just the four of us, so we have no one here to comment.
Wait, I'm sorry. These were the Tuesday, April minutes. You said they were October?
No, there was an
there
October.
There was one set that was October.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that set.
Oh, I see. Why were...
The one
sorry.
That the three of us just looked at had the
yeah.
correct date on it.
That was the
okay.
one that I actually
yeah.
brought that set.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah. If you're confused why you have it, Russ, that's because I brought it.
Oh, okay. Did I grab your copy?
Yeah, but that's all right.
Oh, no, I don't need it. No.
Print
no.
another copy. It's not a big
the deal. October? So the October are yours?
No, the April.
Oh.
The April was mine.
Oh, the April was yours.
Right. Yeah. So. I think John did send these out as part of one email just recently because that's how I got a copy of them. So I'm pretty sure he
okay.
did send them
good.
Out.
Good.
Maybe it was in that early July 1st email that came
okay.
out.
Okay. But they will be available for the public on the CCI
there's
webpage.
The October knows.
Right.
But for some reason I have an April agenda with nothing. That's weird.
So at the April meeting, there was a discussion, and we have an agenda item to continue that discussion.
Is this item five?
Item five.
Continue
yes.
from prior meeting, roundtable discussion where CCI members can consider updates and discuss expectations. Discussion on the prior year and draft vision statements. Do you want me to start on that a little bit?
Yeah, and I guess I think it, I mean, I wasn't here for that particular meeting, but I would assume it probably goes back to the document that we prepared to go to council. So, okay.
Well, there were two documents, actually. One was our summary report that we prepared.
Right.
For, with all the recommendations. And then there was the citizen vision goals.
Right.
Remember the citizen vision goal?
And yeah.
So maybe let's revisit both those. So maybe the citizen vision goals, it's a little easier, quicker.
Shorter, yeah.
So, and I had updated Ed just prior to kind of bring him up to speed about the citizen vision goals. And so remember we, the story on the citizen vision goals from the DCI most recent standpoint is we brought the updated goals that the Planning Commission reviewed back in 2014 and approved, which was an effort I spearheaded to replace those goals to the comprehensive plan, the front of the comprehensive plan, after they were taken out by the council because they were called council goals. And council goals have a different meaning now in terms of documentation prepared by the council and all. So, but it was really, it was part of the red, cut the red tape effort, and was sort of a cover for, we felt, removing those broad vision goals that we relied upon in our LOT proceedings. And some didn't like that, and for one reason or the other, it was convenient to remove them during the cut the red tape period. And so when I was last on the Planning Commission in 2014, I resurrected them and renamed them as Citizen Vision Goals. And the Planning Commission reviewed them with the public, and we approved them, and we sent them to council, and they never adopted them. So they sat for a couple of years.
Right.
So after coming onto council, eventually we got them, it took a while for the CCI to get restored and set up. It was like a whole year, I think. We like missed a gap here. And then we eventually moved forward. We got tied up in this report process.
Right.
And at the end of that, then we resurrected the Citizen Vision Goals. And so the CCI reviewed the Citizen Vision Goals. And if you recall, we took some public comment. We had, I think, two meetings around them, and we updated them. And then, so we sent them to council, and then someone had brought up, I don't remember exactly who had brought up the idea that they should have a broader review by the public. And so we said, okay, you know, send them to the NAs, I think was the effort that was undertook. I don't remember how they got distributed or how that ended up going to just the NAP meeting, or
I think it was at an NAP meeting when David was chair. I think he did bring it up, but then I don't recall. I can go back and look, but I don't recall if we were tasked to actually do anything with it at that time. So
okay, I know at my neighborhood association meeting there was a meeting about 4 months ago that I couldn't make, and Dee Dee went, my wife, and she said there was all this confusion about these citizen vision goals. What's going on, you know? And she said there were, someone described them as Axelrod's goals or something. And there were people like, oh, what's Axelrod doing with his goals? You know, it's like, it's not my goals. They were, you know. So anyway, I don't know how they were all being presented or what the sentiment was around them or if people are planning on comment, but we should close that gap with the NAs and make sure, and if anyone has any comment, let's hear from them and update them. You know, they're broad and visionary, as you know. So, because we want to get them done this year.
And to get those back into the comprehensive plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we have an NAP meeting on Thursday, which would be, what, the 18th? So I can distribute those.
Maybe revisit?
Yeah, revisit that. Tell the NAs if they have, that they should take them to their members at their next meeting and gather any public input and then feed that back to you. And you think it should go to you? Or
no, I think it should go to probably the staff person, John Boyd.
Okay, you know. Feedback to John. Okay.
Yeah.
They can copy you, is that all right?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Would it be okay if I ask Etta a question about Aeneas? just to clear my own understanding. So if we're sending this out for public exposure, public input, as somebody who hasn't really been involved too much with neighborhood associations, I just don't know, like, what percentage of our Westland population do neighborhoods really represent? Do you, as the neighborhood association presidents, have anything to try to get more people to come into your neighborhoods? If we send it out for public feedback to neighborhood associations, who are we really hitting with it?
Okay. So, well, obviously the NAs represent everybody in Westland overall.
Of course.
Meeting attendance is, you know, varies a lot from 10 people to 30 to 40 or more sometimes, depending on what's on the agenda. So that is a fairly small percentage of the city overall.
Is that fairly consistent between neighborhoods?
It depends. You know, bigger neighborhoods are going to have more people in general show up. But the neighborhoods also do other outreach. So, I mean, we send out our newsletter to a couple hundred people. And most other NAs have large mailing lists, so they send out their newsletter, which includes that kind of information. And in addition, they post on Facebook. We all have Facebook accounts. So people could follow there without attending the meetings and get information as to what's going on. And again, the city also pays for NAs to mail out a postcard each year, which we just did in July, or actually it came out in June. So again, we can put information in that and try to encourage people to come to meetings. So while attendance is never where we hope it would be, we do have a lot of ways of contacting our members. And obviously, again, when there's something significant on the agenda, like a development application or something like that, people do turn out. So I know people are getting the word. It's just a lot of them choose, unless there's something they really are interested in, not to attend the meetings.
Okay.
So I think this is a good way to reach out to people.
Well, there's two other things we could do too. Is we can have a planning commission can hold a meeting and hearing on them, and the council can as well.
Right. And so I would assume
there was some discussion about maybe we should go back to the planning commission and have them do a hearing, maybe.
Well, I was just thinking, what about if the city used its Facebook, or like its Facebook page or Nextdoor or anything like that to pick up just some of the stragglers that aren't necessarily currently participating
in the city, the Wednesday newsletter the city puts out. I mean, they could put a paragraph in there about it too.
Right.
They could list them. They're short enough. They could actually just provide
the whole thing
in there.
Yeah. Well, and I think because this is part of the comprehensive plan, that it automatically goes through the process, goes to Planning Commission, and then we make a recommendation to council. And so ultimately, whatever discussion happens after this goes through that process. So.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is,
there is that LCDC sort of process piece. So So maybe it ultimately should go to the Planning Commission, and then you guys pass it on to Council.
Yeah.
I seem to recall some discussion about that process, those process steps.
Right.
John would know, right?
He would. Here. Yeah, John would know.
Exactly. So John, clarify for us when you listen to this tape what we need to do. He'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
But that's probably a good thing. Go back to the Planning Commission. Let's have the Planning Commission have a brief hearing on it or whatever, and take any comments.
And I have a PC hearing tomorrow night, so I'll see John. Well, I think I will.
Okay. So that's the Citizen Vision Goal piece that's kind of outstanding. So we can... I think we have a path forward now to kind of get that. Ed's going to check with the NA's P's at the NAP meeting this week, and then we'll check with John on the process and get it in front of the Planning Commission, so that maybe if comments could go to John, then essentially they're going to the Planning Commission, and maybe they can get it on the your guys' schedule. Do you guys recess in August too?
No.
You'll be meeting. Maybe
as far as I know, we're meeting. If there's something for us to meet on, I'm not aware that we have any hearings at this point.
Okay.
But this could be on the schedule.
Yeah. Okay. One of the thoughts before we maybe talk about the broader report thing, which is much deeper and bigger, is there's been some discussion on council about wanting to change the makeup of the CCI. One of the comments was that council should not be voting members on the CCI, and there should maybe be only one liaison, maybe, to the CCI without a voting role.
Right.
That's been one. And then some have raised the concern, maybe we should put it back, the role back to the Planning Commission. So when I was on the Planning Commission, we were the CCI as well. And if you recall, the prior council changed all that up too.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't understand fully. And then we had tweaked the code, municipal code, a little bit to sort of clarify the process of working groups and that kind of thing around it. But the current makeup of the CCI is in question. And before council made changes, I said, well, I'd like the CCI to talk about it. I'd like to hear from the CCI members about what they felt. Would they, do they want to disband it and just give it to the Planning Commission, or do they want to, you know, stay as a group, an independent group, working with the Planning Commission, with Planning Commission representation on it, or just what? So I'd be curious to get feedback from you guys about that. I realize we only have one citizen at large, and it would be helpful to have another citizen at large here, if someone even just came here and talked to us tonight, or a business. But we've also recognized that we've had advertised for a CCI position, and we've just not been able to solicit many applications.
Right.
So that's a challenge too. So we're having a hard time filling the CCI. There's been some talk about, well, we have the Planning Commission and they've not been holding all their meetings, and so if you guys have a shortage of work, maybe it makes sense too. Gives you guys something to do. I'm curious about perspective from the Planning Commission's level of work too, and I'm not tapped into that.
And I think it depends on the schedule and what it depends on what's happening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have canceled some meetings, but typically it's, you know, two meetings a month plus prep time. And like tomorrow night is on the sanitary sewer master plan, so four of the seven of us attended a utility board meeting as well, you know, for prep on that. So there are some things that we've done that doesn't necessarily show up on our schedule.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I since I wasn't on the Planning Commission at the time when CCI was part of their function, I don't know how that worked.
Well, let me tell you a little bit how it worked, because it's really different from kind of in part the role that we've already identified now that we've prepared this report and identified a lot of work that to be done
right.
to address our land use process. Usually on our agenda, we had just an agenda item that was the CCI, and kind of at the end of our meetings, we'd take comment, or if some issues were brought forward to us, we would discuss them, which was pretty rare. So I don't remember a very active role of the CCI being asked to task to actually prepare or do anything per se.
Right.
We were there as a sounding board for the citizens, you know, sort of that watchdog kind of concept role about, hey, we're here to listen, we're here to take comment or ideas. Is there problems out there? What isn't working? What is working? And it wasn't, not much happened as my recollection as a CCI. And again, it was just a line item on the agenda. And it was usually at the tail end of the meetings.
Okay.
So any issues about the CCI, you know, and maybe staff would bring something up, or maybe somebody would mention something, but there wasn't anything too much in depth.
Right, right.
Whereas so, in this role, I mean, this would put the Planning Commission in a role of actually doing a lot of stuff.
Well, and I think a lot of the work on that was I mean, the way the report divided the work, or at least viewed the division of the work, was that there was a function for staff.
Yeah.
There was a function for the CCI to work on basically educational materials.
Right.
And then a role through council to set up a working group to
Correct.
Look at least to start the work on code changes. And I think that was to bring in more input from the community.
Right, there was to be builder representation
exactly.
on the working group, for example. We right. wanted a small builder and maybe a large builder, I think was the makeup. And then we wanted other representation from the community, business, general citizen, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So
in that sense, that would be the working group could still be developed when it's ready.
Right.
I think it described in here that staff would make the first cut at code changes, and then the working group would form and then work it up. That's my recollection of how it was described in here on that piece.
Yeah, probably because that's, typically staff makes the first cut at code change, and then just to give everyone something to work from.
Right.
That's typically how we've done code changes on the Planning Commission. We'll have a work session to identify code changes, staff works it up, and then we have another work session and then a hearing to make those recommendations to council.
So the option is, to whether to go to the Planning Commission or to just modify the makeup here.
Yeah.
If people feel they don't want council to have a vote, what do you think?
As far as council having a vote, I don't know that I have an opinion. I think I think members previously might have thought that council might have pushed an agenda or something on this board, but I haven't felt that way, and I think people at the table should be able to vote. So I don't necessarily feel like we need to change that, but if other people feel strongly, I'm certainly open to that discussion. So I guess I don't really have a strong opinion one way or another on that. As far as absorbing the CCI into the Planning Commission, I do have a strong opinion about that. I was watching the council meeting when that was proposed, and I was quite disappointed to hear that. I'm a big advocate for citizen involvement in this community, and at many times, like living here, have encouraged people I know who are otherwise not engaged to check out their neighborhood association or the Heritage Foundation or whatever it happens to be. And I think if we eliminate, we have had issues with citizen involvement on the Committee for Citizen Involvement, the CCI,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think eliminating it or tucking it into the Planning Commission is going to help with that. I think really what that does is it eliminates opportunities for people to get involved by eliminating positions on an advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it basically kind of takes a focus from citizen involvement away and makes it kind of the little stepchild of the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the path forward for better citizen involvement in this community is eliminating the committee dedicated to that.
I would actually agree with you, because I think it makes much more sense if we want citizen involvement to have that derived from the community and into the land use process. And things change over time. I think this report that was issued last year makes, I won't say wholesale changes, but it makes some significant changes in a process that that needed some review.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that if only the Planning Commission, even the Planning Commission with public comment, I'm not sure that's adequate to get the input, to do something like this. And then later, unfortunately, to go through this process, it takes so much education for someone to come from outside.
Mm-hmm.
From outside the land use process, if you're not on the Planning Commission or haven't served on it at some point, you may or may not, or the historical review board, you may not have that much contact with land use planning in the community, and so it can be daunting. That said, people have opinions, and I think we should talk about those.
What do you think, Ed?
So I think as far as the council liaison, I think if we're going to keep the CCI separate, which I support, I think the council liaison should function like it does on the other committees and advisory boards for the city, where they, I believe, generally don't have a vote.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so
right. That's right.
I think for consistency's sake, I think we should consider that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the keeping it separate, I think the problem we seem to have is getting enough people to be interested in it, right? And maybe the issue is, to put it one way, is branding in a way, right? I mean, you've got all these other boards and commissions that are very clear as far as what their function is, right? Transportation Advisory Board, Public Safety, you know, DNAs, et cetera. So people get a good feel. If I want to join a board that is concerned about the art, I'll look for the Arts Commission, right? But when it comes to the CCI, I'm not sure people understand what its function really
right.
is. And so I think if we could create some sort of, maybe there is, some sort of a vision statement or a mission statement for the CCI that we can publicize and try and get a full membership, then, you know, make it a viable committee. I think it should be. I do think it should be kept separate. Yeah.
So we could market that in the next couple of months, and we could start to do that.
And I think part of it comes from what you were just talking about. Comes from the fact that the name makes it sound like a broader appeal than
the focus of it.
than the legislature has said it should be. Which is to focus on land use. And
we addressed that a little bit in the intro. That, if you remember, is it an executive summary or an intro? Historical background. This evaluation is core to the CCI's objective for our city, as mandated by State Planning Goal 1, to serve as an independent watchdog, to provide education and ensure citizen involvement and participation in all phases of the land use process.
And so, I would even say that as an independent watchdog for land use, I'm not even sure that the Planning Commission should be a member on the CCI, but, you know, barring any enough membership, I'm not sure how we get there unless you reduce the number of members to five,
seven
to five.
Yeah.
Based on the level of interest in joining. So.
Yeah.
Well, again, I can certainly promote it Thursday among the NAs and ask them to go to their members and see if they can't recruit. I mean, it doesn't take much, right?
We just need a couple.
Right. If we could get a half a member per NA, we'd be good. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, so.
And even from the business groups, like the Main Street group, it would seem that there could be someone there that would be interested in taking on that role.
Okay.
All of us in this room, and I'm guessing most anybody who would be listening to the meeting too, I can think of six to a dozen just kind of average people out in the community that would be great to be on the CCI. And I can think of probably about that many business owners too, whether it's something out of a home-based business, which we have a lot of in Westland, or even brick and mortar. I think a big thing, as you mentioned, is branding, but also just getting out and having conversations with people and talking about it. And I think the number one person who's going to be able to sell that are the people sitting in this room. We're here for a reason, so why don't we get out and go talk to our favorite restaurant owner or coffee shop manager or whatever it happens to be and say, hey, here's a great opportunity.
And Shay would be good. She's been through the ringer.
Yeah, versus kind of sitting back and waiting for them to come to us. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to take a proactive approach and go approach those, you know, 12 and 12 people.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if we all work at it, we should be able to find some people.
Absolutely.
So, well, there's clearly, it sounds like a consensus to keep an independent body. The CCI would prefer it that way. I didn't want council to make that decision. I wanted representatives on the CCI. And I'm glad I'm a minority here today. There's not more of us. But I don't know if we need to take a vote on that. We could, or it could just acknowledge the census to keep it independent. And I have no problem, you know, removing the voting and just going to the structure of our standard. It's not quite an advisory board. It's sort of a little different. It's quasi different, you know. But whatever everyone thinks, I mean, I've no ownership particularly on that at all. So I might want to stay on as the liaison. Just because I'm really, interested in it and was, actively engaged in writing this and helping everyone. So I don't know how the rest of the council will feel about that. But.
Well, and I agree. I think that's a good point. And I last year when we were talking about the working group and then having representation from the Planning Commission on the working group, I figured that I would throw my hat in the ring to be present for that support. Just having the history with the report,
a couple of us on there would be really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's going to be an education process, and they're going to end up having to go through a summarized process from what we went through, I think.
Yeah.
And we talked about that a while too, about having several of us that were on it be part of the working group because of the history of engagement, involvement, and understanding of the depth here, along with some independent thinking coming in. And I mean, everything's going to get vetted and reviewed by the community eventually. Yeah. It's who's going to put in the hard work, to work on this stuff too.
Yeah,
that was part of it. It was hard getting some people motivated to write sections and do things, if you remember.
Yeah. Well, with the turnover on the CCI too, it might look like a majority of us might help out with the working group.
Yeah.
But.
Cool.
So when we have our conversations with people in the city, what shall we promote? Is there an upcoming issues that are going to be considered by CCI that we can talk about? Or?
Well, I think, like in development activities and those kinds of things so much, but... Yeah.
In general, are there any other tasks the council has for the CCI to accomplish? I mean, this report I know was...
There's several pieces in here of things to work on.
Still not complete, that report?
It's done.
It's done, okay. But there's things to work on from that report.
Correct. It's outlined, and we've not even kind of dove into it.
Okay.
And we identified tasks, as Gary had said, the educational pieces were the main focus for the CCI to start working on brochures and educational stuff and guidelines for helping people coming to meetings and kind of getting organized so when people come to meetings, they have materials that help them how to understand and get through the process and know when they can speak or not speak and what's the role. And and then there's administrative elements about changing up nature of staff reports, having staff reports actually requiring a format, for example, to address neighborhood plan as well as comprehensive plan, sort of a checklist thing kind of thing, helping prepare some of those. And this group could work with staff on those. That's just, I'm thinking kind of out of my head with some of the stuff that came out. That was a good one. There's some administrative elements that staff have to work out about streamlining their process, and a lot of it was involving Public Works, and Public Works stopped preparing staff reports, and our feeling was we were sort of, Public Works has kind of dropped out of the planning to some degree, and we'd like to sort of bring it back into the fold of review process like other elements of the planning. And so there was some discussion about how do we streamline and get them working together, and moving once a project gets is deemed complete, how to best sort of streamline that and leave windows as open as much as possible for input. There was stuff about process, about getting stuff back out to the community, having a second neighborhood association meeting on certain projects.
And that was to accommodate changes in plans from the applicant.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think that is a great idea to have two meetings, because the initial meeting almost always doesn't have really the level of detail that people are looking for when they come to the meeting.
Right.
You know, so having that second round would be very useful.
And in between those two, they're not coming to the Planning Commission, but they're going to the Planning Department,
right,
and they're also going to Public Works, mm-hmm, because they're looking at design standards, and that's where the rubber meets the road, and they then have to make changes to their plans to accommodate all of those requirements, and then it eventually comes to us. We get a Planning Department staff report, but we don't get a Public Works report, so we don't understand sometimes how their advice or consultation with the applicant changes the design and comes into the process.
Sunset School is a good example of that most recently.
Great example. and so we'll see presentation notes to the neighborhood association, and because it's required, and the applicant needs to provide those with their application to us. But those notes look like, as you know, they don't always look a lot like what the application morphs into.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I am surprised to hear that you don't get a staff report from Public Works. That surprises me. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
We discovered that in this process of probing and presentation, and it was. We went through a pretty long process. We had all the departments come talk to us about stuff. Remember, mm-hmm, we had attorney representation talk about it. It was when Megan was here. Megan was very helpful about vetting a lot of that stuff.
That's great.
That was really helpful. I mean,
we had a lot of meetings to get to this. I lost track, but it could have been 50 meetings.
There were times we were meeting two or three times a month.
Yeah. I mean, especially that first year in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a lot of meetings.
Yeah,
there
I
was.
Know it burned out. I know we had a couple. Ken Pryor, I think, was on the committee. Yeah.
Well, they came at one point, they wanted to sort of turn over the whole thing too, and it caused some uneasiness.
Yeah,
and there was, there wasn't any bad will intended in any way, but it was wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It didn't go over well.
Yeah.
And so we had a breakdown there, and everyone felt bad about the breakdown. And.
Yeah.
But in the end, we have a product that I think is just a lot of good stuff in here,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of good stuff for us to work on.
So when we approach a citizen again to talk about joining the CCI, do you think it would be fair to say that it's a committee that looks at processes within West Lynn, maybe focused on land use, but within West Lynn in general? And tries to find improvements to those processes, something along those lines.
Well, I think involved in this next year or two, you're going to have direct engagement involvement in developing, having input on that process.
Okay.
We would like to have people who really do understand and have been involved in development projects and had trouble or struggled, or we want that personal experience and lessons learned. If you want, I know there's a lot of people out there that have, mm-hmm, been in that role too. So a lot of it the next few years is going to be working, or next couple of years anyway, is going to be working on implementing this.
Okay.
Aspects of this report to improve the overall process and make it more fair and hopefully more equitable in all regards. We hope that this will make it less of a pain for developers, mm-hmm, too. You know, I mean, if they're having better communication and better in touch with the community about what it is they're building, and you know, they're suddenly not presented with having to go to a hearing with a design that's completely different from what they presented to a neighborhood association 3 months earlier, for whatever it was. Then we have 120 day rules, it's not that long, but whatever it is, you know, 6 weeks earlier or whatever. If we can avoid those conflicts and have it sort of mold along the way, everyone's happier. And we spend, it's less, it's easier on staff, it's easier on the community, it's easier on the developers. And that's in part on the working group and having some developers involved. And we've had a couple that came and talked to us that and have expressed an interest. I've got a couple names from some old stuff that local developers that could be good. So we can, you know, we can come up with those names. But yeah, selling it on that aspect is,
Okay.
Yeah. I think overall what it does and what this tries to achieve is to bring more certainty to the process for all of the stakeholders, the community, the developers, individual applicants. And right now, sometimes it doesn't feel that certain when you enter the process.
Right. So. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, I think from this standpoint, maybe I think our homework should be for everyone to kind of, so we're probably not meeting in August, it doesn't sound like. I mean, most people are taking a recess. I know that I'm gone.
I'm gone that particular day, so
August
20th.
Oh, I'm back on August 20th. But who's gonna be here?
I'll be here.
Oh, you will? Okay. Well, we can see if we have a.
I need a reminder if I'll be here.
A quorum.
I'm not sure where I'm gonna be. Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah. Well, what I'm almost thinking is rather than having a meeting in August, which doesn't sound so great too, we could all have a little homework assignment about kind of reviewing this and coming back with some ideas about kind of next steps we want to work on, and maybe we could sort of outline a kind of proposal that we want to get to staff and to council about next steps and what to do. Staff is they're buried. And you know, we've got our GoBond projects they're working on. And then we've got the planning docket of things and some code elements that are already in there. So what we kind of need to do is probably for the CCI to get organized on what's our priority stuff we want to get into staff so that we could get that to the city manager. And see about how do we work it in best with what other stuff that's going on.
Right.
And kind of get in that docket. So I think the sooner, I'm not sure that a lot of that stuff would get much traction this year, given that we're gonna probably be in September and we're kind of near the end of the year, but we could be getting lined up for into the next year and getting that process going and getting in the docket and helping maybe council prioritize some pieces, because maybe some things want to move above, or the planning commission has something that says let's work on this first or that maybe once, because I don't remember all the details in here and I didn't reread it before the meeting fully, but
yeah, I don't remember all the details
so either. We should all maybe if we all just read it and then took some notes and ideas about stuff that we can work on, stuff we want to get lined up with staff, and maybe we can come to the meeting with those ideas, and that we have maybe a fairly productive meeting about moving forward. We would hopefully have, we could get feedback by on the council goals, maybe, or the, I'm sorry, the citizen vision goals. Let's see if we go, I'm going to talk to the NAs. You're going to mention something at planning. We want to get with John. John will get something set up to have a hearing on the planning commission on the vision goals. Could probably do that maybe September. Maybe. Do you know what your docket looks like?
The only thing that I can think of that's coming up right now with any certainty will be the stormwater master plan.
Stormwater master plan. Okay.
So I think it, that could be late August, but I'm assuming it's going to be September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys can decide, can you fit it into one of your meetings to have a short hearing on the vision goals?
Yeah. I think we could.
Okay.
I think it.
I'll let you and John figure that out in your
I think it all
stuff you have to do.
Hinges on notification requirements.
I hate to say this out loud, and you'll see why in a second. I don't remember if it was last year or 2017, but I had a lively member of the community say to me, like, will the city of Westlyn be fully developed by the time we finish this report? Because we had a number of meetings, and it was, you know, quite a lengthy process, and, you know, luckily the report's done, and the city of Westlyn is not fully developed out, but it stuck with me, and it makes me wonder if there's anything we can be doing. We have kind of a lot of, well, in the future we can do these, and at other meetings we can discuss this or look at things, you know, very, like, future-oriented, but is there anything we can be doing presently as we see development and things in our community, such as marketing that or trying to get people to show up to Planning Commission meetings or their neighborhood associations where they can get more information? Is there anything a little bit more current?
I think the reason to be concerned, if, I mean, there's limited land remaining to develop that hasn't already been built on. But there is the possibility of changing zoning. There's the possibility of infill.
Mm-hmm.
That is significant. And that includes the issue of flaglots, which depends on who you are and your situation as to how you feel about them. And there are teardowns. And we've witnessed teardowns that,
mm-hmm.
you know, a house goes away and three houses come in, and it's below Planning Commission consideration because it's three lots. We only see things four lots and above unless there's a design review. So there are issues that people should still be concerned about.
Well, and there is one huge impending issue after House Bill 2001 got passed this year, which I think could be very problematic for us.
Can you remind us what 2001 is?
Do you know what that bill is? That was Gina Kotek's bill.
Is that the rent control?
That was the one that was sort of geared toward creating affordable housing by eliminating zoning.
Okay.
Single family zoning as a requirement. And so all cities over 10,000 population now, you can build a duplex, triplex, quadplex on any lot, anywhere now. And I think that's, this was not the approach to go, and I went and we sent letters, you know, we argued this. This is one disagreement. In fact, I sat down with Rachel Prusak just 2 weeks ago over a beer and talked about my disappointment and her, you know, her voting for it. I understand the concept. I understand the problem of the equity issues and how our cities have become segregated, if you will, and the impacts it's had on our on community development. But the context and how 2001 was presented to address affordable housing, I think, is not accurate. I don't think it's going to result in affordable housing. I think cities ought to have some say about, I'm happy to build duplexes and triplexes and have more density, but we were also talking about, in revisiting our transportation, these should be along our transportation corridors principally, not tucked up high in the hills where now instead of you know, maybe a single family, you're going to have eight cars on a house that's got to go through our streets, or you're going to have 20 of these in an area. And I heard, in fact, Julie Parrish, when I was at the, I ran into Julie Parrish at the 4th of July, and she had mentioned how, you know, she knows someone with a property down here that is going to build right over here, that was going to build maybe propose where they could only put in like 10 houses, are going to propose like 200 units or some crazy thing.
Wow.
And so, you know, we have, then there's water. You got to provide water and sewage to all those. We don't have that incorporated. It affects our schools. How many kids are going to be going to schools? You know, we've carefully planned out and predicted and brought into our planning in all aspects of utility and school preparation our anticipated density and growth. Well, that could change significantly with this bill.
I mean, it also affects the transportation system plan. Because I mean, we've already gone through, I mean, one proposed development that, without going too far down that path, that was denied twice, and in part because it would have connected two neighborhoods, and going from one neighborhood that would have then used it as a shortcut, and yet the size of that development did not initiate a transportation study, and yet it would have impacted a second neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the entry into that neighborhood was an inadequate road. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to feed into that. The other issue that comes up that people should keep in mind, and I've pointed this out before, is that equity in housing is great, but and it is something we should try and strive for and provide for. The challenge is that our system development charges here in West Lynn they're high, and you cannot, you know, charge $50,000 for SDCs for a unit, and then expect to amortize that out over that particular unit and say it's going to be affordable. It just doesn't.
That's just
work.
It. It's not going to exactly. That's my whole point. It is not going to result in affordable housing.
Right.
The other important problem with this is we're a home rule state, and we argue this all the time. Me and the other mayors, we're out arguing this all the time on issues that come up about. It's up to the individual cities to really decide how they want to look, what they want to do, and how they develop and, you know, create the place they desire to create. And that's part of a traditional, I mean, we are a home rule state. And so, you know, West Lynn might look different than Forest Grove or Milwaukee or downtown Portland by choice.
Right.
And so when you have a developed community that so many people have invested into, and then suddenly you just turn it over and say, well, throw all that out, now you can kind of do whatever, it's just not the right approach. And it's counter to the home rule. It violates home rule. In fact, yeah. I've been thinking about finding ways to go back to the legislature to fight this. Or coming up with some other code things that would stop this where we don't want it. For example, maybe we put restrictions on cars, number of cars per lot, for example. You know, we've had some issues with, particularly in some of the new homes that have come in here where they've been the big boxes with big families, but then we don't have parking, we don't have, you know, they can't park on the street, they don't have adequate garage. So they're designed to house like 8 or 9 people. And which, you know, has many cars more than, but the rest of the design doesn't account for all those cars. And if you can't park them on the street, or you can only park them on one side, then it, you know, it affects all of that. It has a, you know, a ripple effect. So maybe we need to look at code, ways that we can limit that, will keep it from being really disruptive where we don't want it.
Right.
Has the city lobbyist, I don't know if you can answer this, have they talk to you about a possible plan for the short session or anything like that, or like your mayor group?
Yeah, we're already working on stuff.
Okay.
Mostly it's been around 205 in the locks.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're in full steam on lock stuff because we have to get really organized on another bill.
Yeah, because it seems like a great opportunity to go to the legislature and try to do a fix-it in a short session.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think that will be possible. I'll talk to Doug about that, but
yeah,
I think there's going to probably have to be some broader organized challenges. I'm going to be at the mayor's conference next month, It's in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I'm going to bring it up front and center and see where everyone's at mm-hmm. on it. Because it's, and I know it was something that the metropolitan mayors, there was enough division on it that there wasn't a consensus of enough of a quorum for us to take a position. And so we did not as an entity, but individual cities, you know, gave their feedback and fought for what they wanted or didn't want. So it was one of those issues that didn't quite get us over the quorum for the Metropolitan Mayors Consortium. So
is there a bit of like an urban rural divide on, sorry, I'm distracting here, but is there a bit of an urban rural divide as far as opinions in the mayor group on this type of legislation?
Well, there's the mayor, there's the Metropolitan Mayors Consortium,
sure,
which is about 24 of us. About, I'd say 15, 16 are really active. And then we have 241 mayors in the state. So if you go to the state level and at the mayor's conference, there is, I guess, a urban-rural contrast more. But in the metro area, we're pretty much urban. Mm-hmm. We all have peripheral areas, and some actually are participate, like Canby. Mm-hmm. Canby's in the mayor's consortium. We've invited them in. Vancouver's there. That's not rural. Gresham, we all go out to Forest Grove, Sherwood. Yeah, they're all.
Is like Eugene included, even though it's not part of the Portland metro, just being
no.
a major city? Okay.
No, not in the mayor's, not in the regional mayor's consortium,
okay.
or the metro mayor's okay. consortium.
I'm getting a soft task here.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. There are differences of opinion. And some, like, you know, Portland. They wanted this bill, and it's Tina's bill, kind of. Milwaukee got behind it. Mayor Gamba had, you know, he and I traded ideas, different ideas. We see it sort of differently.
Yeah.
Oregon City doesn't like it at all. They have a lot of rural areas in Oregon City. They're kind of a mixed bag, urban, rural. Hmm. But this is going to be a big issue. In fact, it's probably something that we may have to take on the CCI about, you know, being the watchdog group. Maybe we want to develop some ideas and proposals about how to address it. How are we going to address the implementation of 2001? How can we maybe get to our code to prevent some of the things from happening that could be problematic for us? It's not to sort of just undermine the whole thing, but at least impart some sort of control so we can control what happens in our city to some degree. I don't know, haven't thought about all those, but I think we're going to need to be thinking about it.
Do you have a like a one-pager or anything already prepared that would explain this, that you could kind of have on the record for anybody listening to this conversation or even for our
yeah.
own people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think. I get summaries all the time.
Yeah.
I could dig and see what I have.
I mean, we can put a copy of the bill, but it'd be
Doug is putting a summary. You can look at the bill itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the end, there was a number of amendments to it.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been like 24 amendments, something like that. There were a
lot. I'm seeing up to -22. So.
-22.
Yeah.
There you go. 22 amendments. So I kind of gave up on it. I'm just upset by the whole thing. It was just the wrong approach. I felt it was sold on a pretext, which wasn't really accurate, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for developing. How can we develop affordable housing and addressing affordable housing issues? And this was, I don't think this was.
Well, and I think considering that it's probably coming out of the Portland's housing situation, Portland proper, not just the metro area, but and the issues that they've changed some of their own requirements, and that has then led to issues with affordable housing and credits and things like that, and so the developers, they've created their own problems with developers and bringing in more affordable housing for Portland. And they should revisit it that themselves rather than posing this on,
posing this on everybody else. Yeah. Exactly. If Portland wanted to take that on, fine.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. That's some of the arguments we gave.
Yeah.
You know what might be a good idea is to have, maybe we should set up when we reconvene early in the fall, have staff, let's maybe have staff, someone come talk to us about thinking about options of a planning expert. I mean, maybe John, I don't know, we could.
I'd love to hear from Doug.
Well, Doug too. Yeah, Doug can. Doug is coming to give an update on the 22nd.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
To the council?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either the 22nd or the 5th. We can check. Yeah. So, and he knows where we stand on it, and he, you know, he supported us on it, of course.
Great.
But I'd be curious to know what staff's starting to think about it. We haven't sat down and talked with them, and I don't know where they're at, but we should start that dialogue with staff about what are we going to do, what are our options, knowing our code, how can we make sure this doesn't get out of control for our city,
right?
Like in the teardown kind of thing, and some of these flag lots, and you know, suddenly we could have some pretty big densities in areas that weren't really planned or designed for the density.
Sorry to keep derailing us here. But just really curious, I think I saw an emergency...
Oh, it's 20 after 7.
Oh, my gosh. I think I saw an emergency clause on the bill. I can probably answer this myself later, but really quick, I mean, what's the timeline as far as this being in effect if the CCI was to look at it?
The emergency clause makes it ineligible for taking to the voters.
Yeah.
So the voters have no say anymore, which is problematic, too. So the question is,
what's the timeline for this to go into effect? Because there's pieces that would go into effect
immediately
with the emergency, but then sometimes they'll add like a bit of a timeline.
Oh, you know, that's a good question. We could ask Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can find that out too if I go read it. But
I can get a note to Doug ahead of time to make sure we figure that out. That's a good question. I think it's kind of like pretty immediate.
Okay.
When the bill's signed.
Yeah. Well, that's the emergency clause, but sometimes they'll say, well, this section goes into effect
in
October, and this will go into effect
next
year. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't recall that.
Okay.
I got so discouraged, I stopped looking at it.
Okay. That's my last question.
I'm sorry. I just realized what time it was. We're only supposed to go to 7. It's 20 after 7.
Yeah.
We're so engaged in discussion.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chair.
That's okay.
And Vice Chair.
It was good discussion.
It was me derailing,
We started late. So I think we've wrapped up item 5 for the moment. Any update? We've kind of talked about issues, but not directly on council goals. So.
Well, the only real council goal thing we had was the vision goals, the vision goals. Any elements in the plan, you know, the code revisions we might want to do. And then the structure of the CCI to kind of get sorted out, which we've kind of addressed that a little bit. So I think we're kind of on target there. We kind of addressed those items.
Yeah. Okay.
That I'm pretty much and recall.
Do you need anything official from the CCI saying that we wish to remain separate from the Planning Commission, or is he going in and saying they want this good enough?
I think it might. We should prepare a letter from the chair and vice chair just on the recommendation and have it be submitted to council, that the council considered the committee considered the council's consideration of breaking up the CCI or having the planning commission take it and or the independence and something just very simple and recommends or as a consensus determined that it should be a separate body. But open to maybe the structure of just a liaison role for council. I think that would be a good idea. Thank you for that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I can
check
with John too. So John will be getting the tape?
John will be getting the tape. We're going to drop it off with Jennifer when we're done.
Okay. So... we can check in with John and go from there. So, because then we can work through John to avoid the any issues with, you know, having an outside meeting.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a quorum right. issue.
Yeah, just the two. I mean, the two of you can work with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So draft a letter. I guess we should probably look at it. He could circulate it out to us in email so we could just give feedback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it moving.
I think that the feedback would just have to go to John and not out to everybody.
Right. No, just back to John.
Yeah.
Any comments back to John?
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Sounds good. Okay, good. Any other member comments?
None for me.
Thank you, members, for participating. I'm really glad.
Glad
I know
we did this.
Someone missed on the schedules, but we got a lot of stuff done tonight anyway, and I'm glad because it's been hard not meeting for a few months, and I don't like that. But it's just kind of been the nature of the beast a little bit with getting people together. So
I did check. I am available August the 20th if we do have a meeting.
Great.
So.
Okay.
My only comment is I just wanted to say thank you to Ed for being here and representing neighborhood associations. I think at the last meeting I headed into neighborhood associations just a little bit for not being here because I think it's such an important role to have represented on this board. So I'm just very pleased that you're here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think it's important. And I just felt like the chair of NAP is probably the best representative to have for this group. And if I'm unavailable, because I do travel from time to time, I'll do my best to get somebody else from the NAP to fill in. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Ed, having you here, you've been through the ringer on so many projects and issues and land use stuff in the city. You know it very well. So you bring a lot of great experience to the table. So I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, so am I.
Thanks.
It's awesome.
I appreciate all of your other involvement and just, you know, brings that other perspective to CCI. So. Yeah.
All right.
With that, we can adjourn. It's 7:25.
Oh, stop me is off. Or do I just hit the off?
I think there she said maybe on the side. Is it a stop? Yeah, I think that's
the stop.